Hi, welcome to Extra Time. I'm John Raymond, the web editor of sport here at The National. I'm joined by John Turner, also a fellow web editor, to talk about Manny Pacquiao's final fight. It is on Saturday, and it will be against Timothy Bradley for the third time that they are meeting. But before we get into the specifics of that fight, because it's not so much about the fight itself, it seems like the buildup and all the other pageantry that surrounds this particular fight is about sending off Manny Pacquiao and kind of reflecting on what has been a legendary boxing career. Now, John, you're a boxing man. I am like the general public here, in that we have come to know Manny Pacquiao basically through his magnitude, you know, political dealings, celebrity, and indeed a very legendary boxing career. But from a boxing man's perspective, why don't you first just tell us what to make of Manny Pacquiao as he rides off into the sunset?
I think, as you just said there, John, I mean, that's exactly it in a nutshell. You may not consider yourself a boxing purist, but you are fully aware of Manny Pacquiao. You're fully aware of Floyd Mayweather Jr., Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali. These guys were, and you know, Manny Pacquiao still is, a prize fighter of his generation. A guy that transcended boxing and will do so on Saturday night. The vast majority of the people tuning in to watch his fight on Saturday night or Sunday morning, depending where you are in the world, won't be tuning in to many other fights throughout the year, but they do so for guys like Pacquiao and they do so for guys like Floyd Mayweather, because these guys, you know, reach out to the non-fight fan on their particular fights. Now, of course, you know, Floyd Mayweather, a lot of people that tune in to watch him hoping to see him lose, because that's the sort of character that he's built up for himself. Pacquiao, you know, despite, you know, well-publicized controversies and certain comments that he might have made, we won't really go there regarding those, but, you know, we'll just look at him as an athlete and as a fighter. He has done the opposite. He has captivated sports fans and boxing fans throughout his career, both in terms of what he is capable of producing in the ring and, of course, his now, you know, very well documented and famous sort of rags to riches story. I mean, really, in terms of, we're looking just in terms of his career, his career path, his record really does stand up amongst the greats. You know, before Saturday, his fight record stands at 57 wins, 6 losses, 2 draws. Now, okay, fine. Floyd Mayweather's got this, you know, practically unattainable, unbeaten record. And of course, you know, there's a lot of respect that he deserves for that. But, you know, boxers lose fights more, you know, most do anyway. And what Pacquiao's record and the guys that he's taken on and beaten, it's a record that, you know, stands up in history. So in terms of his fight CV, then he should be going down as one of the all-time greats. But of course, you know, it takes more than just an impressive CV to become the sort of figure and the inspiration that he has become to people in his native Philippines, around Asia, around the world. You know, it takes more than just, you know, an impressive boxing CV to be able to produce that.
Yeah. Kind of touching on that theme, what is boxing going to lose with Manny Pacquiao's retirement, if he does indeed retire? Because we know that this isn't necessarily a sure thing, especially with boxers. They are known for unretiring and retiring again multiple times, and Manny Pacquiao would seem like the perfect candidate to do such a thing. But let's assume he does indeed call it quits after this. Not just his fighting style, because there will be great fighters that come along again. But what is boxing losing in terms of that kind of draw to the sport?
They're losing something massive, John. Honestly, it's quite difficult to try and comprehend how, you know, you look at, for example, look at a guy like Saul Canelo Alvarez. He is a boxing superstar. He's one of the best fighters in the world, and he is adored by Mexico, by boxing fans all around the world. Yet, you know, you could, I very much doubt that your average fight fan would tune in to watch his fight unless he's fighting Floyd Mayweather, when he fought Mayweather. Of course, that was a very, very big draw. But for someone like Pacquiao that can that as I said, really in this generation, it was Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather Jr. have been the only two genuine prize fighters. Now, I reeled off the names before, guys like Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, Sugar Ray Leonard. They're the kind of guys that went beyond boxing and would attract people to the sport in terms of the casual fight fan. Once or twice a year, they would get together, you know, tune in and watch the fight. And that is something that, with Mayweather now retired, and he, you know, despite various media reports and speculation, I very much doubt that he's going to be coming back for a final fight. I think he's made too much money. Mm-hmm. He's too happy in his kind of position where he currently is now. Whether Pacquiao comes back may be a different matter, but you know, he's got his hands full with his, you know, his burgeoning political career. I mean, really, with those two guys gone, boxing really needs to have a few guys come through that are, you know, genuine superstars, prize fighters that really kind of, you know, as I said, transcend boxing. And despite there being a host of big guys out there, in terms of appeal, so far, really, no one can really touch on the sort of popularity of Manny Pacquiao at this time.
And now, one thing I want to touch on, you mentioned the term prize fighter there, and I think it's an important term and an important distinction that I'd like you to kind of elaborate on for us. Prize fighter, in terms, it means, as you kind of touched on there, someone who can draw an audience and generates money for the sport, essentially, and money for themselves, of course. Is, though, Pacquiao, was he the real deal just beyond his ability to be a prize fighter and to be a star of the sport? For instance, if you ask the average American who's the greatest boxer of all time, we're going to say Muhammad Ali. Yet, any credible list of greatest boxers of all time is not going to have Muhammad Ali at the top of the list. And I'm wondering if the kind of disconnect there exists also with Manny Pacquiao, or was he for real?
Oh yeah, he was definitely for real, John. Before he went on, you know, when he genuinely became this giant global superstar, probably between the years of 2006, 2012, kind of bookended between his defeat to Morales and then the first time he fought Bradley and quite inexplicably lost on points, which was deemed an enormous, you know, injustice. From that point there, he became this giant superstar. But even prior to that, he was, you know, he'd already kind of assured his place in history as one of the greatest sort of lighter weight fighters in the world. Now, generally in history, the lighter guys don't really get the same credit as the bigger guys. As you know, exactly as you said, John, you look down and throughout history, a lot of the first big names that you kind of reel off the top of your head are the heavier guys. You know, Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson, even Sugar Ray Robinson, guys like this that were, you know, were all middleweight and higher. And even prior to his move up through the welterweight division, even then he'd already kind of, you know, from a boxing perspective, had already booked his place in the Hall of Fame. But now he's really, I mean, in my opinion, I mean, a lot of it can be very subjective. I know that one of our colleagues, Steve, is is less glowing in his appreciation of Pacquiao and has a few kind of concerns over his legacy. I'm on the kind of other end of the spectrum, and I think he deserves to be placed right in amongst all the greats. And of course, history will tell us how he will be remembered in 20, 30, 50 years from now. But from my perspective, I think he deserves to be right in there amongst the top guys.
Now, before we get too caught up in the legacy of Manny Pacquiao, let's not overlook that there is indeed a fight that he still has to to get in the ring for. Is this fight compelling? You know, they've fought twice already. Just split between those two fights. This is the deciding third fight, if you will. Do you expect to see the best of Manny Pacquiao, or an old glimpse of the great Manny Pacquiao, or is this a payday?
It's a very difficult one to call, to be honest, John. It really is. I mean, as you said, so much attention has been looking at the legacy of Pacquiao, you know, this kind of, this his sort of farewell tour. One of our colleagues, John McCauley, had a fantastic interview with Bob Arum, gushing about Manny Pacquiao, his career, you know, his impact on the world and in you know, and in the sport of boxing. And you know, as you said, very, very little mention has been on the actual fight that has to take place on Saturday night. Now, we're not talking about some donkey that he's being thrown in the ring with here.
Right.
You know, Timothy Bradley is a legitimate top elite level fighter. You know, regardless of the result of their first fight, and as I said, from my opinion anyway, it was pretty scandalous. And Pacquiao did get, you know, pretty comprehensive revenge in their rematch. You know, let's not take anything away from Bradley. This is a guy who's, you know, his only defeat is to Manny Pacquiao. He's drawn one other fight and won every other fight he's been in against good fighters. Jesse Vargas, he recently beat. Brandon Rios, who, to be honest, is relatively average. Guys like Devin Alexander, he beat well. You know, this is a guy that should not be taken lightly. And if the way that the media and the way that us fans have put so much focus on this Manny Pacquiao farewell tour, you know, if Pacquiao's done something similar, then he could be in some serious danger on Saturday night. But I doubt he has. I doubt he has. Of course, you know, he's a guy that's been in the ring over 60 times. He knows exactly what he's doing. I'm sure he's been, you know, himself and trainer Freddie Roach have been fully prepared for this fight. But absolutely, it's far from a given that Pacquiao's going to win this.
And then I'll just throw one last curveball at you here as we're kind of running out of time, but it's something that, again, as a non-boxing expert, as someone who is drawn to the very large fights and the spectacle of a very big fight, fight of the century kind of thing, how do you think Pacquiao would have done against Floyd Mayweather if that fight had happened when it should have and not in the kind of disappointing fashion it did a year ago?
Oh, what a tough question. Again, it may be my bias towards Pacquiao because, you know, when he was at the height of his powers during his time, you know, when he, you know, decimated a albeit aging Oscar De La Hoya, or, you know, when he knocked out Ricky Hatton in two rounds, what he did to Miguel Cotto over 11 and a half rounds, that Manny Pacquiao, I would probably... You know what? I don't know. I would probably give him the edge, but again, I mean, Floyd Mayweather, the defensive genius that he was, he had the ability to make any fighter on earth look ordinary. So who's to say he wouldn't have just done the same thing against Pacquiao then? As you said, of course, we all know the fight took place 5-6 years too late. But for me, I would have given a slight edge to Pacquiao because they were both in their prime at that sort of time, around about 2010, 2009. But then I say this and Mayweather probably would have won it on points by about four rounds. So it's a very difficult one to call.
Well, thank you again, John, for joining me here. We have one more fight with Manny Pacquiao and then he will be gone. Floyd Mayweather is gone, so... I think it'll be fascinating to see.
So what's your prediction for Saturday, John?
He hasn't fought since Mayweather. I think he might lose. It's just hard to see. I mean, that was our last glimpse of him, and he just didn't seem to have that power that kind of was characteristic of him and of his great victories. I don't know. It just doesn't seem. And I don't follow boxing closely enough to say for certain. But he's had a long layoff, and it just kind of seems like maybe there's not a lot of emphasis on this actual fight for him.
Interesting. I'm going to just give it. I don't think it's going to be an explosive, you know, grand farewell. I just think it's going to be a pretty. It's not going to be the great spectacle we all hope it's going to be. Right. But I do think Pacquiao's going to win it in two or three rounds, by two or three rounds.
All right. Well, again, thank you, John. This has been the Extra Time podcast. It's produced by Marwan Alhamadi and the National Multimedia Desk. Thank you for listening.